I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Well, the bell tolls heavy today.
For one Ms. Queen. The Queen is dead!
The Queen is dead! The Queen is dead! Long live the Queen! We are reporting, when we are recording this,
we're reporting live, boots on the ground in Los Angeles, California.
It's cloudy here for the first time in a while. It's overcast. It's not as oppressively hot, and I think it's...
there might be some rain.
I think it's all kind of timely.
Question though, so I was looking at like the weather, and I also have not made any moves on Chromatica Ball, and that's like looming.
Chromatica Ball looms, and I haven't either.
I know.
I'm like,
we're gonna have to
figure
it out.
I'm like a fake little monster.
You are. You're a fake ass bitch. We're both fake ass bitches for this.
You're a
shit.
Load fraud.
I'm a load fraud.
And I'm a Chromatica
fake
fraud.
Little monster. But I was like, are we just going to ball? We need to maybe discuss this offline, but we might just have to ball out and like go.
Ball out how?
I don't know. Just like spend.
I mean, I will sell something.
Like drop coin.
Yeah.
I have a pair of Yeezys to posh. So like I'm ready to raise funds. Anyways, that's like for another conversation.
We have more pressing issues.
But what I was wondering is like it's supposed to rain crazy at the end of this heat wave. And I think that's on Saturday. A.K.A. the same day as Chromatica Ball. So, like, what?
Oh, I definitely can't go because I have to go to a bar mitzvah. On Saturday.
Well.
I'm
fair
sorry.
Enough.
Mother,
okay. Well,
Mother Monster, yeah, forgive yeah. me. I have to go honor someone.
This fake-ass bitch is going. Listen. You'll be listening to Rain On Me at the bar mitzvah.
I'd rather be back. I'm feeling rain on me right now for Queen Liz.
I know. You're really sad about it. You're moved.
No.
You're emotional.
Queen Elizabeth II has passed. They
needed
they
to pass her before 9/11. Like, really, they needed to they passed her at the right time.
Well, so we awoke to reports of Queen Elizabeth's health being monitored, and I mean, she's had some close calls, but I guess this was bad enough that they didn't send her to the hospital. And instead, the royal family all gathered at Balmoral mm-hmm. in Scotland, where you know it's bad because I think that's her favorite place.
Yeah.
So
Balmoral just has the mouthfeel of a place you go to die.
Mm-hmm. It's like...
also, it's a Trudon candle, so maybe... that's on the horizon for you or a listener
mm-hmm.
or me even.
It's a what candle?
It's Sieur Trudon makes a Balmoral scented candle.
The scent of Balmoral?
I guess.
I bet it smells like fireplace and
moss.
Like, yeah, like soil.
Lichen.
Mm-hmm. Lichen.
Maybe.
Ivy. It was reported that Harry and Meghan were rushing to Scotland to be by her bedside. I think he's already there, but Meghan is not with him because she's got a podcast to do.
Yeah.
Which I listened to.
How was it? Did you listen to the Mariah Carey episode?
It was good. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's very like produced. Like it's not
off the, she's not here boots she's on not, the ground.
Yeah.
She's not in an independent podcast produced tricks.
Princess Meghan is not making like load jokes.
No.
But she was talking about Diva, which I liked.
Mm-hmm. Do you think she, what do you think Princess Meghan would do if someone told her and Harry about load timber? I feel like they'd commit.
They'd be like, maybe we should try this.
I feel like they might already have like a load timber thing going that we don't even know about.
Well, they're a two kid kind of family. They've made it clear that they will only be having two kids to honor climate change.
How noble. But
yeah.
You can have loads and not have kids.
No. So I'm saying they're
they
probably
would bring
like
climate change into the load timber mm-hmm. discussion.
But anyway, so yeah, she passed. And they were like waiting.
Just of old age.
Yeah, she's 96.
Okay.
She's old as fuck. She's been the queen for 70 years.
That's like, crazy.
She was 26 when she was crowned queen of the earth, the divine holy queen of all earth. But she, you know, for better or worse, she is like sort of a passage of time.
I feel like we're entering
it feels like
one of the hugest flop eras of all time because Charles and Camilla are going to be the royals.
Diana is turning over in her heavenly grave.
They really should have just given it to Will and Kate because honestly, like,
you want Camilla to be your fucking
queen? No one wants
flop
Mr.
Camilla
Toad
and flop Toad King.
Mm-hmm.
That piece of shit ruined Diana's soul and now gets to be king. He doesn't deserve it.
You know they're having load timber hardcore.
Rome.
They,
you know, Camilla was tick-tock, pacing around outside. She was probably not in the, like, it was probably just children only by the bedside. Princess Anne. And I'm sure Prince
they,
Andrew,
like, slit a baby's throat and, like, let the queen drink blood. They're like, maybe this will save her. And then yeah. She, like, spits it back up. They're like, no.
Go fetch goat cum. They brought in, like, goat cum. And she was, like, nipping at that. And she was like, no. Bloody hell. But you know, Camilla and Kate were like waiting outside the chambers together.
If I was Kate, I'd be furious. I'd be irritated.
She's like, look how good I look. I have, my hair is incredible. I'm so thin and like I'm 6'12". And
how old are Charles and Camilla?
I think they're in their mid 70s. So Kate and Will, they're probably
family. We're going to have to wait like 20 years.
Yeah. So they'll be middle. They'll be like in their 50s when they become, which is like,
I mean, by that time, 50 will be like the new 30.
Yeah, and they're still going to, I mean, she'll look good. He's going to look.
The good news is, like, we'll be in our 50s at the same time that they, like, become king and queen.
I know.
So, like, that will make us not want to commit suicide at that age.
It will be fun to see them. But it's, like, you know,
it's a real missed op.
It's a missed op. And, like,
honestly, I would be worried that the British subjects are, like, not having it.
The queen felt like she got, like, a pass in a way.
She got a pass because she was cute and old.
And she's just, like, she was, like, the granny of the, you know, of the whole, the United Kingdom.
She was mother to a lot of these bitches.
She was mother to a lot of these bitches.
But Charles and Camilla are not mother and father to any bitches.
And it seems like even the haters, which everyone who hates on, like, they have completely good, like, great reasons to hate the royals. But everyone was kind of like, she was kind of mother to a lot of these bitches.
They have to give it up.
But Charles, that's when they're like literally.
I'd be like, I don't want my tax money going towards these flops. Like, they should go out and get an Instagram and become influencers or like get a side hustle because I don't want to pay a cent to their lives, Dole.
Dole, I don't think the taxpaying citizens of the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth need
Canada
to be,
and Australia.
And Australia and all those other places need to be doling out a dime for Queen Consort Camilla and
this
King
is the best
fucking Charles.
Camilla's like having a flirty She's having like the best time in her 70s. Imagine being like getting the man of your dreams and then like
honestly, if that's
she's having like kind of a cunt life though. She's like, I got the man. She's like, say what you want. She's like,
she became a duchess.
She became the duchess. She's a little bit like the Black China of
honestly.
She's like,
she got what she
I'm doing the damn thing. And now she's the Queen of England.
She's the Queen of England. Damn, no, she's I'm the like, queen work. Consort. I think Kate will
what
be...
What does that mean? Like,
it's like...
You're kind of the queen, but you're also not technically, but you actually are.
I think
she
Kate,
still is a queen.
I think Kate will be like legit Kate, Queen Kate.
If they even make it. If
I know. Will the royal family survive?
I feel like it won't. Yeah, I feel like I think it really won't.
And then
I'd pay taxes. I'd be more...
If William
I don't want to pay taxes ever. I'm an Acapulco in that way, but I do it. IRS, I'm looking at you. And I'd be pissed to have to do it for old Chuck and Camille's, but I'd be less pissed to do it. I'd be pissed to do it for Will, because yeah. I'd be like, can someone get him some PRP?
And some sunlight like, please, for the light of God. For the love
just
of God.
Like a hair plug or something. And like, God. I'd be like, you need to put at least 50% of my taxes toward... Like, it's not that much money for
I
him.
Will pay taxes to get
like,
William...
I will personally pay...
To get William PRP and exosomes.
But I would pay a lot for, like, for Kate to continue getting, like, blowouts. And continue to not eat a single thing.
Kate doesn't... Kate also does...
She's saving the taxpayers' money because she just...
God save the queen! Kate, literally, she did...
She eats like a frisée salad.
She gave that family... She injected some good genes into that fucking harrowing...
It was much needed.
Her and Megan, that's one... You gotta give it to the two of them. They gave...
Yeah.
They gave some good-ass genes to that... the descent
to the inbreds, yeah.
They're literally the descent.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we've always known a world where QEE was reigning supreme.
QEE,
Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, okay.
Where Miss Queen was reigning supreme, and now she's going.
Yeah, it's really
to
weird.
Valhalla. It is weird. It's a flop.
It's the biggest. Dying is the biggest flop.
Dying is the biggest flop, but dying as a royal is even a bigger flop.
It's just. It's really weird. I guess I just expected her to live forever.
I think I was like, in my heart of hearts, I was like, she's holding on because she knows her son is a fucking fail son.
What happens to Prince Andrew now?
I hope he, I mean, was he, do you think they snuck him in through the back door?
Probably. He said some goodbyes, I'm sure. She's like, bye, bitch.
Do you think Fergie was there?
Bye, little pedophile, she said. She says, don't fuck any minors.
Ah! You think Princess Anne went, right.
Not bloody likely.
Right.
No, that queen goes, try not to fuck any more children.
Not Andrew. Bloody likely.
And Queen Anne goes, not bloody likely.
Queen Anne went, right. So here we go. And as soon as she died. Anyway. Well,
R.I.P. You were a real one.
She was real. She was a cute little, I mean, she was built. She was part of a institution that is pillaged.
You're going to say she was built like a brick house.
No, I'm saying she was part of an institution that pillaged and displaced millions
all
of people.
All that aside.
All that aside.
You served.
She was, what if Buckingham Palace just released an emergency statement saying, the queen lives!
Oh my god, what if they did like a Monty Teo catfish and they had her die, but then they were like, JK, she's alive, and she sent a photo of her holding a sign with the date and her going like this.
It's like a deep fake. The queen lives! The god save the queen! She goes, not yet!
Yeah, I'm RIP. For some reason, I was like, I'm sad I will never meet her.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. Like,
I would have liked to curtsy for Little Miss Thing.
Yeah. Do you think Diana, do you think she in heaven went?
Oh, great.
Oh, great.
I think they'll be friends in the other side.
Bitch,
I think,
you did kill me, but.
Yeah.
You did pay to have me murdered, but.
She's like, all that side. You served.
all that aside, Granny, you gave cunt in the real life.
Cunt in the palace. And then they like...
Buckingham Palace confirms that Queen Elizabeth is serving cunt on her deathbed.
Queen Elizabeth was mother to all these bitches, and she did serve cunt.
I will say, it would be interesting. It would be kind of like fun to be in London right now, because you know they're going off.
As it, they don't need an... The Londoners, they need no excuse.
To have a pint.
To go to the pub.
Do you think, like... Wait, imagine this.
I want to go to the pub.
Do you think, no, listen. Do you think like cities like smaller cities and like villages and stuff around England right now are people are piling into the pubs to reminisce on good times?
Yeah. They love any opportunity. They love a chance to go get sloshed in remembrance.
Do you think they're all getting sloshed right now in the pubs?
They're out in the streets getting fucking hammered.
Imagine being in like Manchester.
Yeah.
Being like, God save the queen. They probably are all singing it.
They're like kicking each other in the skulls. Like they're fighting in the street. Like it's chaos.
Do you think they're all singing God save the queen?
Probably. One thing happens and the Brits take to the streets and take to the pubs. They go, I want a gin and tonic. Do you think James Kennedy is in the
movie? Oh, he went, mate, it's so sad.
God save the queen,
God save
mate.
The queen, mate.
Do you think Dorit?
Oh, absolutely. PK. They've flown back.
PK, yeah, they've flown back to London.
Do you think Vanderpump's flying back?
What does she have to say about this?
Wait.
Where's her horse? Oh, that horse died.
She's with the queen's riding that
the
thing.
Queen, Diana right. and that horse Diana. Are at the pearly gates welcoming Queen yeah. Bitch Slay, boots the house down mama, and they're gonna walk off into heaven together, trot off together.
Trot off to Boston, trot off to Lynn. My mom sings that to her grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, do you think? Yeah, do you just imagine being in like the buzz of a pub at like Moffat Arms or like something, you know? Like,
I wanna eat like blood sausages.
Blood
in the
sausages
pub.
And have a bangers and mash.
I wanna be pissed on a pint of Guinness.
Oh, people are pissed right now. They're yeah. pissed. They're all swaying, singing like Chumbawamba. But what I was gonna say was, do you think
should we just go to London? No.
No.
Okay. You have a bar mitzvah and I have Chromatica ball to think about.
I mean, listen, I was in London when William and Kate got engaged and the streets were people were alive with love. Love mm-hmm. is people were just you could feel the energy in the streets.
Yeah.
People, there was a
they
splash.
Love. Well, I guess you might as well because you're like paying for the wedding ring, essentially.
Yeah, you see, it was splashed over the Times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was exciting when I was there. I recently, in like the last few years, I watched Diana's funeral procession on YouTube, which is like solely up for gay men now
yeah.
to watch. And the guttural reaction, like as her casket was wheeled by, because there were like a million people lined up to see her.
Yeah, they took to the streets.
But the drama of the, I mean, people were legit truly devastated.
They were brought to their knees.
People were literally like buckling and throwing flowers, and you could just hear these like older British women, people just going
screeching,
Diana, we love you, Diana. Like people were just like, and it gave me the chills.
And the big drama was, will she or won't she like curtsy in front of the casket, like the queen or something?
Did, right?
Yeah, but everyone was like, is that bitch gonna do
it? I know, and she got buried with, well, I think they weren't gonna give her.
They gave it to her.
They ended up giving her the royal funeral. They better.
Yeah, can you imagine if they didn't?
All eyes were on the queen. They were, because everyone was like, did they do it?
They're like, what's it gonna be, bitch?
Did they do it?
And she did it.
But I love, Diana! That's me. Mm-hmm. I would have totally been
crying. Yeah.
Crying.
You would have been like wearing a little
veil
scarf around your head, like tied beneath, and like an apron. Like an elder British
gay man.
Lady.
Like
the little ladies, like the old little ladies.
Yeah.
You would dye your hair white and have it permed.
A shock.
And then have your little scarf and some mm-hmm. sunglasses and a kerchief.
And then
wiping away a tear.
Head back to Dunstan upon Thames or whatever mm-hmm. the fuck. We were asked to keep our queen talk at a minimum, so
I think a tight 19 is
it's good.
Good.
We love we sending her off to the pearly gates.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Okay, wait. Another Brit question I have.
Okay.
Is what is going on with Cara Delevingne?
She's having...
I feel weird about it because I'm like, clearly something ain't right.
There's a photo of her like feet hanging out the window and...
She's just like...
Her hair. But she was wearing like a Britney shirt, so I'm like, is she playing it up a little?
She's out here serving Beetlejuice left and right, and I'm like...
Her family's apparently having...
I know, but part of me thinks like...
Do you think she's upset about the Queen?
Probably. She's having an excuse to go back to the pub. She's like, "Gotta get pissed today."
I knew things were really dark with Kara when she was partying with Mayor Adams, who is the weirdest. He's like the weirdest guy ever. All he does is party, party, party. Yeah. I thought we were going to party, party, party.
She's been in a place of party, party, party. And part of me is like, work. Like, I guess, yeah, go do off. You. If you want to like look like shit and not wear shoes, like.
But be a supermodel?
Yeah, like more power to you. Yeah. And I do think it's, I do have a fascination with seeing pictures of people at their messiest. Like, it's like, I want more. And it is that Britney Spears thing where it's like, I crave more and I crave more, and it's so unhealthy. It's unhealthy for everyone involved.
Yeah, of course.
But like, and I hope that she's fine and, yeah, just like,
obviously, you're not
washing her, just decided not to wash her hair, which like I relate.
Well, she's like, she's pretty open about her struggles with,
but I'm like,
depression.
Girly. I mean, I've been depressed, but like,
I
try and at least a little bit like keep it together.
Just put your hair up in a ponytail.
Do this.
Just do a tight bun.
You know?
She could run. She'd look snatched.
You just put a flip flop on.
She truly looks like Michelle Carter.
Yeah, she's going full Carter. She's going full Carter Beetlejuice vibes lately.
Were those photos taken in LA?
I think so.
Damn.
I'm.
She just needs. I wish her the best. She's.
I'd love like. It's like she just needs like a good week of sleep.
Yeah, and then maybe not act ever again because she's not a good actor.
But then I'm like, she must be doing fine. She keeps working. So
I
like,
mean, she's so. She's been the face of like. She's. I think she's still the face of like several.
No, she's like killing it job wise. So I'm like, if you're showing up to work and like doing the damn thing, I guess you can look as Beetlejuicy as you yeah. want on the side, and like justice for being Beetlejuice out in these
J'ai
streets.
Sweet Kara.
Yeah, we've all been there, but I'm just like, what's good? Like, I guess it's like, is the media just like trying to find her at her most disheveled and having
might.
People taking pictures and they're just trolling?
Yeah, I think that's probably part of it.
Because she's never been like all buttoned up. Like,
no.
You know, she's always kind of just been like,
she's always doing like
cookie,
the tongue.
Like I love bacon. But so I'm like, remember when she like, everyone was like, she's the craziest girl ever because she loves bacon so much.
Cara Delevingne loves bacon.
Remember bacon era?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this just more like bacon? They're like,
I think the media has chosen her. And I think also she's like,
they've anointed her, the British tabloid specifically, as like the next global mess.
Also, she's like a lesbian. And I think, she's like,
yeah,
I think that's,
this is homophobia.
I know that might be sound like a stretch, but I think the tabloids are like, they probably love nothing more than like taking down a queer woman who's richer than any of them will ever be.
I know, she's like still get flying private.
Yeah, and she's still like dating, she somehow always is dating like
a celeb,
some she is like someone,
I mean,
a friend
I'd
of mine
sex with her.
Yeah, she's like, she's wild and kooky. My friend who's a lesbian once was like, damn, Kara's really like the starter pack for celebrity women who, when they want to date a woman,
mm-hmm.
they'll go with Kara.
It was Kara or K-Stu for a while, but I feel like K-Stu dates like more anonymously now. Yeah. But remember, she used to like date
like Stella Maxwell
and like St. Vincent for a second.
Kara dated St. Vincent.
Yeah.
She's kind of.
I miss Kara Ashley and Benson. Ashley Benson, yeah. They were an iconic duo that I was rooting for.
Remember when Kara has been through a lot.
Kara's kind of mother, too.
She was in the Imagine video.
Many bitches. Oh, yeah.
When will we forgive?
Never. I just flashed of Zoe Kravitz, like, ruefully giving in to her Imagine line.
And Kara, Ashley Benson, and Kaia Gerber.
Oh, my God.
Kaia Gerber found her way in.
Yeah.
Well, I wish nothing but the best for Ms. Delevingne.
Yeah.
She's an iconic model. And I hope she...
I wish her some shampoo. I wish her some shampoo and conditioner. And like...
The media needs to leave Kara alone, is
I know,
what I say.
I'm also like, take more photos. Like, it's so... It's sick.
Yeah.
It's sick. But
but you're acknowledging that it's sick.
Yeah, no, I know it. I know I'm part of the problem.
Tony's sitting under your chair. He knows the queen is dead. Yeah, Dorit.
Maybe that's why he barked a lot at a certain point this morning, because he knew the queen had passed.
Yeah, maybe. God save the queen! Death to the king. No, I'm kidding.
Death. Death to all of them.
Death to them all, honestly. About, yeah. Like, when I do imagine, when I think about, like, Diana, I'm like, truly, like, death to them all.
Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you, Prince Andrew. Fuck you, Charles. Fuck you, Camilla.
Speaking of queens.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to...
Sexy, Unique podcast.
Beverly Hell's Angels.
I'm raw dogging today. No iPad. No notes. Honestly, I was really bummed that now Aspen's getting dragged out to yet another episode. And like, my fear that we are not going to get to see Kathy.
It's gone.
Like, scream at innocent people and berate them and use varying slurs against them. My dreams are slowly dying.
What is happening with her and Kyle? Kyle is
okay, what's happening with Kathy? Because she's serving Cara Delevingne messiness. Like,
she is.
She went to that dinner and had not a stitch of makeup on. Like, and it stand obviously something's do whatever wrong. You want at a something's... dinner. But like
she might
on
be
Housewives,
a little...
like the whole thing is you doll your pussy up and you wear a ridiculous outfit to go to dinner. And Kathy was there with like barrettes in her hair, no makeup, and a cardigan and a weird bag.
I think she's like
Darling, are you depressed?
I think she might have like some kind of mental illness. Maybe. And I think she's maybe unmedicated at the moment or like didn't take her medication or something.
She's serving late in life mental illness. She's serving
all her life mental illness.
A little flare up.
Yeah, I think she's having a moment. I think Kyle is sensing it and she's probably triggered by it. Because she has dealt with it her whole life.
Kathy's serving depression face.
She's
and it
depressed.
Takes one to know one.
So I think
when I have like a little tote like that and I'm not wearing makeup and I'm like out and about.
She's just applying lip gloss constantly.
That's when you know.
But anyway, Rinna looks like a 90s dude in Seattle. She's a beanie on. Doesn't she like a hot, like pretty guy in Seattle?
Yeah. I want to like... date her. I love Rinna so much. Like, I'm unapologetic. And I was discovering yesterday that I think a lot of my love also comes from, like, I think Rinna has whatever life she's presenting on TV and on social media is vastly different from her actual personal life. I think it's like all a performance across like any sort of public sphere, her public facing persona. Is just a constant performance.
So you think she's like a true master?
I think she just is like, has such a separation between like actual personal life and like the persona she presents, is my theory.
I don't fully agree with that, but I respect it.
Cool.
EJ is fresh-faced, hair blown out, ready to ski, or ready to snowplow or whatever the fuck.
Ready to snowblow.
They all sit around and Kyle is just beyond triggered by... the Instagram unfollowing of it all. She goes, can you imagine? It's mean girl stuff. It's high school.
Kyle's really harrowed in Aspen. You would think that it would have a more calming vibe on her, but you put her in this cabin and she fucking flips her shit.
Guys, I'm telling you, Aspen is a terrifying place. When you're there, you feel, if you're not like, you feel dread when you're there.
Aspen has bones energy. And that's all I'm going to say.
It is. There's bones everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's haunted. You feel like murder is happening.
Kyle needs to go get on a private jet and fly directly to La Quinta and like have the calming vibes of the desert.
Take the desert. Aspen is also where Ted Bundy was like hiding in the woods when he broke out of jail. He was in the Aspen County Jail. They apprehended him there. He broke out and he fled into the hills of Aspen and was like hiding in the woods for days. That is scary.
That's scary.
You feel that when you're there.
And there's so many other vibey Colorado destinations. Like, I would say I'm probably more of a Telluride girl. Even though I haven't been to Aspen, I have been to Telluride, and it was serving cunt to me.
You were rocked.
I was rocked. I rode horses, and like, you can get everything, and sans bones.
The Shining was right. While they're chatting, and you know, so triggered by the night before, Sutton has reverted to curls. She's speaking in a little girl voice. She's fully gone regression due to trauma from Diana.
Sutton's gone mommy dearest, but she's the daughter.
She's baby Jane.
She is baby Jane.
She's riding with Garcelle and Cherie, and she's just like, well, I won't be going. She's just not my friend.
I love her going, well, I guess we'll just go snowmobiling with our not friend.
And Cherie goes, can't you just put it aside and just consider her a friend today? And she goes, she is my non-friend. I gave Cherie. You a potty for daddy. It's like, she is Shirley fucking Temple.
She is Shirley Temple.
Bitch, get those straighten your hair.
Yeah.
The curls are scary.
She wants to go full baby girl whenever things like shit hits the fan or she gets nervous. It takes her to a place of baby. Women, we're constantly fighting these baby demons.
The urge.
So much.
The feminine urge to regress.
The feminine urge to regress to like little girl baby vibes is so strong.
The feminine urge to regress to Shirley Temple.
I
have that urge.
I have had the experience of buying like a dress and then being like, this is little baby girl, and then having to like return it. It's always lurking around the corner.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
All the girlies and girly identifiers know that you're three steps and one woman calling you a cunt away from going full baby.
From going full Alice in Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle goes to check on Kathy, and Kathy's in one of the...
I thought she was dead.
She has that pillow.
She's like this. In the bottom bunk.
And Kyle goes, Kathy, are you just going to stay here? And she goes, Kyle, what am I supposed to do with all my clothes?
It's rude to put Kathy in this room. Kyle knew exactly what she was doing.
Yeah, she was rude for that. And she was like, look, you have all these hangers. And she goes, there's not enough. Like, what am I supposed to do with all this?
And this is also another opportunity for Kyle to do her favorite thing, which is go, it's a small house. It's just a really small house. It's just the tiniest house.
And then Kathy goes, Kyle, it's a nice house. I'm happy here. It's a great house.
I love Kyle being like, I'm putting the dog in this room with you now. Like, don't let the dog out. I was like, if my little sister did this to me.
You'd go like this. You drop kick her.
If one of us, and also if I put Tony in a room with her and was like, you need to deal with this, don't let him out. It would cause drama.
Well, she's game. She goes, oh, your Aunt Kathy loves you, Storm.
You think she's game until she shows up to that dinner in her, she's going baby mode. And that's when I knew.
You know, Kathy lit up a cig in the room and then was like, go on outside, go into the woods. And then the dog went out and then she was like, oh, fuck. It's been 4 hours since I've seen that piece of shit. Hey, fucker, where are you? Get back here, fucker. Come on. She's clapping.
Kathy gets lost in the woods wearing her little slippers. Kyle's also really irritated by the slippers of it all.
I think Kyle is having... This is a classic Al-Anon moment. Kyle is having, like...
Shame.
She's having shame. She's having, like... She's being triggered on a molecular level. This is family shit.
She's being like, her choices and actions determine my value.
Yes.
And like...
It will reflect on me.
Yeah. And that's like deeply triggering for her.
And I think this is sort of how she would react to like Kim. if Kim was in like a bad state, she would be like on Kim's ass.
Kathy's unwell, right? She's either unwell or she really doesn't want to be there, which I'm like, then don't be there.
I think she's unwell.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I'm now imagining the slippers and the tote bag and the no makeup and the barrettes. And I'm like, yeah.
Kyle, like...
And the tequila monologues.
And then her going, Kyle, don't curse.
Kyle, stop it.
I'm dead at Dorit leaving the house that she's staying at in the dead of night to go flee to the hotel Diana's at.
It's so dramatic.
She felt so unsafe. Which I'm like, I'm also like, I don't blame her.
No, I would as well go, I love Diana had an extra room. Does Diana just get two rooms and just to have like an extra room in just in case?
I don't even know.
Smart.
Did we talk about on the pod that Page Six reported again on Dana Wilkie deleting all her socials about Ms.
Page
Jay?
Six has now mentioned Sex Unique podcast twice, which thank you, Miss Thing, for the free press.
DJ was Dana Wilkie, which I was like, it was not iconic to be in the same category as
no,
Ms.
that
Wilkie.
Was like a,
I was
that
like,
was like
fuck. But someone. The first comment under that article was, wow, Dana Wilkie can't even think of an original name. Her podcast has to be a ripoff of Lisa Vanderpump's Restaurant. And I was like,
wow, people really aren't getting it.
Diana is serving lime Grinch.
Diana's serving skiing with a tiny backpack on, which I was like, you know, you're a good skier when you can accessorize and just like wear a tiny backpack on these slopes.
Everyone is like so thrilled to see Diana. I'm like, I'm suspicious.
She's paying everyone. Yeah, she Venmo'd everyone. Everyone woke up to like a $5,000 Venmo notification that she'd just like given them that.
Allegedly.
First day. Wait, but also, did you see today that she's launched a lawsuit?
Against who?
No, thank God. Are you kidding? My heart went into my throat because I saw her. I still follow her on Instagram.
It's crazy that she hasn't blocked us.
I know. I'm like, I guess you're not that mad anyways, but...
Don't you tempt
don't,
her.
Don't
tempt her.
I don't want to be blocked by Ms. Neuro. Yeah. She...
Sinella, do not tempt Sinella.
Sinella, on her story she shared, I always forget that she is Neuro. And she shared, like, it's now available on Amazon. I was like, who's drinking?
Neuro?
You know the Neuro drinks?
No.
That's why her Instagram is like SDJ Neuro.
Oh.
Is because she like invented or is the primary investor or shareholder or something in those Neuro vibe drinks.
Ooh. So what's the lawsuit?
She's it's really unclear.
She's always launching like a campaign.
She loves
to launch it.
She donated
the first day of launch campaign.
She donated $100K to the victims of the Lion Air plane crash.
Damn.
I know, I was like, damn, but
it's
also kind of you're cool for that.
Yeah.
And then she filed a lawsuit that's trying to find out who got the bots against Garcelle's son. But I'm like, is that the way that you get, like, don't you just hire a private investigator and like have them Google it?
I mean, I'm interested. I want to know.
But I'm also like, was it you? And now you're just like filing a fake lawsuit. She has the alleged.
Don't you?
She has.
Yeah.
She has the money to do whatever she wants, allegedly. So. But I'm also like, in the lawsuit, the way these things are worded, and I truly want to know what attorneys are writing these, because it, like, the first thing was like, bad people do bad things. And I'm like, this isn't the cut. You're not just like writing an essay. Like,
who is this
legal jargon?
Who's this attorney?
Who are these attorneys?
That one.
They're like, some people are bad, some people are good, and some people, there's a little bit of a gray area. And they're like, but we're going to file this lawsuit and get to the fucking bottom of it. It's like the tone of the lawsuit. And I'm like, that's not legal. That's not real.
Yeah.
I have a lot of questions, but I do think it's baller to just like, donate $100,000 to troll.
To your co-stars' victims.
Husbands' victims.
Cherie, EJ, Garcelle, and Sutton go on a snowmobile tour, which I think would be fun. I'd rather do that than ski.
That'd be fun, but it also, snowmobiling is so dangerous. I mean, I'm sure they're going like 15 miles an hour, but...
If I had to choose, I would stay back with Kathy at the house.
I don't wouldn't want to stay in that house a second longer than I had to.
Yeah, but I want to like rip cigs with her.
Yeah. You'd want to be like, Kathy, what's wrong?
I'm gonna be like,
you want to have her open up to you.
Just tell me what's going on with you.
She's like, shut up, fag.
Shut up.
She's sipping.
I'll tell you what's wrong with me. This piece of shit. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with Dorit. Where I'm, Dorit's a brave soldier for hitting those slopes after 20 years of not skiing.
Well, so I skied a few times when I was a kid, and I the Poconos, but I was like really good at it. And then I stopped skiing because of swimming, because like our coaches never let us, because it was like during.
Yeah.
And then I went after college with some friends to the Poconos, and they were all really good at skiing, and I was terrified.
It's so scary.
My friend and I were skiing, and she was snowboarding, and she skid across the slope and like went over the side and was like hanging on.
No.
And I had to like help her. It was really scary.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
The last time I skied,
it's not for the faint of heart.
No, I fell, and I fell in a way that should have killed me, and like head over heels toppled down a mountain, lost my skis, lost my poles, slid 100 feet and came to a stop like in front of a family. And they were like, are you okay? And
it's,
I was like laughing hysterically because I was like, I should be dead right now, but somehow lived to tell the tale. And then I have never hit the slopes again, but I would ski with like a sexy ski instructor.
Yeah,
male or female.
But it's also really, for some reason, like whenever I tripped, like when I went in like 2011, whenever I would trip or fall or something, I felt like true humiliation, because there's like family, like people that are,
yeah,
like, it's like,
and everyone's out there making it look so easy,
and yeah, I'm like, wow,
shredding powder, and I literally can like barely stand up. I also like I've been like hit by a ski lift, like trying to get off of it, like trying to get up and turning, and it just going boom.
Again, like, it's total humiliation vibes when you're trying to get off a ski lift and like people are waiting and everyone can see you, and you just, it's like one of those, it's a sport where you're like, it's kind of a classist,
kind of,
it's,
yeah,
a very classist activity. So it's like, if you're kind of shaky at it, it's like
what's wrong with you, freak?
Or it's like you tell on yourself of being like not in, you know, all these,
not having a lot of time to do like a leisure sport activity.
Yeah, so it's like, that's part, I think for me that was like part of it, like, well, I'm not.
Yeah, I was just like, wow, everyone, like, and the ease with which these women are just like skiing, I was like, damn, like that really is like a sign of wealth, is just to ski with a tiny little backpack.
Where they went in snowmass, I went in the summer, last summer, I went.
Did you do an alpine slide?
They have like an alpine roller coaster that's so fun. But
those,
I went,
are scary too, though.
They were scary, but
they're,
I went,
they're made
on
of
that.
Fiberglass. They'll like burn you if you fall off.
Oh, really?
Like if you fall off and like skid alongside.
Oh, no,
like,
I wasn't. It wasn't like one of those like.
The alpine slide.
No, it was like, oh, okay, a full, like you're in like a single, basically like a, like a, what are they called, like a wheelbarrow or something, mm, and like a chair, and you get brought up, and then it takes like 10 minutes to get down, but it's,
oh,
really
cool,
fun. It's kind of like one of those like mouse roller coasters on the boardwalk.
Oh, okay.
Where it's like anyway,
you know what I loved,
what?
Is when the snowmobilers stopped off at like a little hut, and mm-hmm, the guy's like, what does everyone want to drink? And they're like, tequila, vodka.
Yeah.
And he goes, come on now, you can't drink alcohol and operate a motor vehicle. And then the women were like, oh yeah. And I was like, in their world, you can and you do.
Well, that's also the thing with skiing, is like, I always think of like Natasha Richardson and like one of the many Kennedys that have died skiing, or like
Sonny Bono.
Yeah, it's hard out there.
You gotta ski with a helmet.
Yeah, but no one does that.
But the ladies did.
Well, because they know.
Mm-hmm.
The rich know. EJ and Sutton are soulmates.
They are.
They like love each other.
They should get together.
They're,
what if they dated?
They have like a kind of flirty banter.
It's a sub and a dom.
Mm-hmm. Interchangeable.
Yeah.
Diana's like struggling to walk around because of the oxygen. And this furthers my proof that she's truly like a royal baby.
her, like, the way she tries, the way she carries something is evokes the sentiment or feeling that she never carries anything. She doesn't even know how to, like, hold things.
No, but the way she walks, she kind of, it's like she sort of just sways back and forth, and she's like, and she's just like this big, she's like this, like, grown, like a baby that's just living
she's
as an
tiny
adult.
Tiny Toons baby.
Yeah. I think it's weird that Mauricio's on this trip. What's going on?
I like it. He's there to protect Kyle.
Or fuck Dorit.
I know. Did you see that little moment where it lingered on Dorit and Mauricio at the end of the table?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Bravo's throwing them under the bus.
I'm kidding.
Bravo
I'm
caved
kidding.
To Ms. Hilton's cease and desist. So now they're going to rake Dorit and Mauricio over the coals.
Well, why is he there, though?
He loves Aspen. He and Kyle have so much fun in Aspen. I love that he's not saying a word and Kyle's just going like, we had so much fun here. We have fun every time we come here. We have so much fun. And we're just like, it's fun, fun, fun. Because we have such good memories here in Aspen where we go skiing all the time. It's so fun.
And then Dorit and Marisa are like.
She goes, Mo.
Dorit's like, fuck. We fucked last night without a condom. I'm kidding.
Dorit
I'm kidding.
And Mauricio are mid-load temper.
Yeah. I'm kidding, guys. I'm kidding. Don't, please.
Guys, just leave us out of it. We want no part of the drama.
I would not want to mess with Crystal on the slope. Like, I wouldn't want to get in her way. She's like, I don't have time for, like, if we were skiing and I fell, she'd be like, see you at the bottom, bitch.
Yeah.
She'd be like.
Well, that's the skiing way. No one waits. They just you figure it out. Which
just,
I hate that.
But she would just be like, I'm so sorry, but, like, you're a flop. And I'd be like, I am.
She'd go, don't come here again.
Don't come on the slope again.
Yeah. I know, like, she was also at ease, too. I was like, God, is everyone skiing but me?
Her perfect ski outfit with that rainbow.
I've never looked cute skiing. I look like Frosty the Snowman.
I'm sweaty. My face is red. I have, like, one time when I was a kid.
I have windburn. I look at least
80
pounds heavier.
And 30 years older than I should look. I remember when I was a young child, I went skiing. And I held it in for so long. I held it in all day, like peeing. Yes, I should have prepped. I held in piss. I had to go number one all day, and I didn't go because I didn't want to. I didn't even want to waste a second not being on the slopes.
Mm-hmm.
So when we got back,
you were a real powderhead.
I was a real powderhead today. I think it was a long weekend, and that day, that Monday, I think it was like Martin Luther King weekend, and that Monday after. I peed like every 3 minutes. And
this is the origin story of your piss journey.
No, but it like it actually like alarmed my family, and we thought there was some kind of like medical emergency. So they rushed me to the doctor because I like could not stop going to the bathroom, and everyone was really worried.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, what did you do yesterday? And my mom said, well, we were skiing in the Poconos. And he's like, oh, he was just holding it in all day. So it was like all of my like residual.
You couldn't just pee it out one big pee?
No, I literally I pissed all day.
Weird.
I had like, I never really got.
You have a lot of piss journeys.
I did. But when I was a kid, I wasn't like a sickly child at all. Like I never really, but when I did get sick, it was always something bizarre. Like my pancreas ruptured. Yeah. There was one day where I woke up and I couldn't walk.
That's scary.
I think it was literally growing pains.
Mm-hmm.
But like I couldn't use my legs.
Like, couldn't feel them or, like, couldn't move them?
I couldn't move them.
Whoa.
And my mom...
I would flip out. Did your mom lose
No,
her
she
shit?
Didn't believe me. She was like, She was like, oh, God. And then finally, like, she took me to the doctor, and I was like, we were in the parking lot, and I was like, Mom, I literally can't walk. And she was like, oh. So she picked me up and carried me into the...
How'd you get into the car?
She helped me in. She was annoyed. Which I'm like, I don't blame her. It was in the summer.
Yeah.
But it was weird.
That is weird.
And then I could walk the next day.
Hmm.
I'm not lying.
I'd be like, I don't think you're lying.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, what is he up to?
What do you mean?
Like her, at first I'd be like flipping out. I'd be like, is he paralyzed? Like what's going on? But then so I get it. Like her being like, couldn't walk yesterday. Now he's just walking. Like, no explanation.
Maybe it was like a psychological thing.
Kids, it's like always something.
Or it was like, it almost looking back on it now, it's like the origins of like demonic possession taking hold.
Yeah. There was one year where my feet grew like seemingly overnight. And I like literally like couldn't fit into any of my shoes anymore.
Big dogs.
Yeah. These big dogs were barking. And it was like seventh grade. And I was like, Mom, I literally can't fit into any of my shoes. Like, I do not have shoes that fit anymore. And she didn't believe me. And I just wore like, I was like foot binding, like walking around. And I was like, oh, my feet hurt so bad. I can't like fit in these shoes.
It's like an American Werewolf in London. Like the paws growing. I love parents just not believing.
Well, after a while, you're just like, can you shut the fuck up and just go to school? And, I know. Like, stop.
One time
trolling me with left and right. Everything costs money that you do. I can't buy you any more shoes.
One time I fell on black ice and I broke my elbow and my parents did not believe me. And they thought I was trying to get out of swimming. And I went to swimming. I was trying to swim. And my coach was like, what the fuck? Like, why are you like... And we went the next day and I got an x-rays and they were like, your son's elbow is fractured. And I...
You loved
it.
Oh,
I was like... It was literally like... My parents were just like...
Yeah, that's a hard pill to swallow for them. You're like, oh, really?
Oh,
doctor?
My. I was 10 years old. Oh, my. Oh.
How bad is it?
Oh, I like put my elbow.
Do I need a cast?
I like take my broken elbow and rub it in. Oh, you like that? Does that hurt? Are you faking it?
Never let them forget. Never.
No, my mom's probably going to be listening like, that fucker.
She's just shaking her head.
She always used to, whenever... If there was anything like I perceived as like, how could you, Mom? She would go, oh, tell Oprah one day.
Hell yeah.
Hilarious.
I love it.
Anyway, sorry about that.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Everyone has like a little après-ski moment. Sipping Bloody Marys.
Egypt? Okay.
Speaking of possession.
What is this voice that she's using when she's talking to Garcelle and Cherie? I'm sorry. It's like racist. Did you pick up on that?
I didn't pick up on it, but I'm sure.
She did it problematic like... for like. But I heard something and I was like, this is, she, you're like, doing a weird voice.
Code
right
switches, kind of.
Yeah.
And like when she, I picked up on it the night before when she and Garcelle were talking, she goes, oh yeah, we're not all kumbaya. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, lady, come on.
Stop.
Yeah.
EJ.
Be normal, EJ.
And Garcelle and Cherie are just like, mm-hmm. But she and Sutton sort of like, have a chummy little moment.
They love to flirt.
And she was like, something was like, I really like you, Erica. And she goes, I really like you too. We just have to figure out a way to coexist. So.
Healing vibes.
Yeah.
TBH.
But meanwhile, Garcelle is like.
Garcelle's like, I literally just talk shit about this woman on national television. It's coming out in like 3 days.
But after this convo, she basically like gets confirmation from Erica that like she doesn't. About the earring thing, like, mm-hmm. She doesn't really care. She's not coming back.
Is this the moment that she confronted her about it? It was later.
Well, it
was later at dinner.
No, but it was also this moment. There was some allusion to it.
Yeah.
And Garcelle said, like, now I'm definitely
not telling her.
Yeah, because she's like, fuck her.
Yeah.
Crystal and Garcelle chat amongst themselves about EJ's earring gate.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just kind of like, this is insane. This is, they're like, I would give them back.
Here's what I'll say. I was a little bit annoyed at like them. I was like, I understand where Garcelle's coming from because it's like her job to like talk about shit that's happening or whatever. And like, I feel like I know her take on the whole situation. Mm-hmm. But Crystal is getting a little bit like self-righteous about this whole thing. Like, I think I understand what she's saying, but at the same time, unless you really found yourself in this situation where all your money was potentially going to be taken away from you, like you're potentially going to be like penniless, I think it's easy to be like, I'd give back the earrings. But when you're threatened and your entire lifestyle is threatened, you probably do some crazy shit.
Fair.
I'm not saying it's right.
No, but, fair. But like, I understand why Erica, it's not hard. I think feigning confusion at how she could be reacting like this, it's like, it's human nature.
Yeah.
Even if it isn't yours,
mm-hmm.
you want to defend what you perceive as yours.
Yeah. And like, if you've been through, I mean, I believe she's been through hell over the past 2 years, and like people
certainly has.
And like her entire life has been turned upside down, and people have like called her all these things, blah, blah, blah. So I understand her being like really fucking defensive about this and being like, you don't fucking know me. And like,
you don't know what I've been through.
Yeah. And like, this is just like, it is what it is. And like, I get it. And just Crystal's. There was one moment in later in the episode where she goes, all I even think about are victims.
And I love
was,
that.
I was like, okay, girl, get a job.
Well, we'll talk about it, but I agree. I hear you, and I think that's fair. I really appreciated Crystal. No one has really taken her to task that bluntly.
Yeah, that's true.
In the 2 years that this has been going on, none of these women have ever, like, Sutton didn't even really. She was always, it was always.
No, she had no backup.
Crystal just flat out, even more than Garcelle, cut right to the point mm-hmm. and called her out on it and challenged her. And I think I really appreciated, for once, they were honest about the crazy situation unfolding around them, and they weren't tiptoeing around it. And they were legitimately, in that moment, Crystal's like, what do you have to say for yourself? And she challenged Erica, and I think that's why Erica
flipped out
because no one really has challenged her, not even Sutton. Even Sutton's been very like passive aggressive and using like illusions,
like,
and like
tiptoeing in a tap shoes around the big thing, but also backs down immediately or like cries and leaves whenever EJ is like, or what?
And Garcelle is like more of an interviewer, like kind of. Very like,
it's like, I'm talking about it on TV, and I
well, no, but she's in her whole and all of her interactions with Erica about it, she's always been very like diplomatic, measured,
and like she's even
a little cutting, but like, or at least cutting to the. But Crystal, I just was like, fuck yeah, like someone, she might be, yeah, the victim comment. I was like, okay, girl, like, I'm sure
about,
you are, yeah.
All I think about,
all
are
I
victims.
Think about are victims. It's like, okay. No.
Like right now you're thinking about victims
right now when you're, or like on the slope today.
When you wake up,
victims.
All you're thinking about are the victims.
But even if that was like dramatic,
I like the drama.
I was like, someone's doing it. And mm-hmm. I was my jaw was dropped at the ease of which she conducted herself.
And she's not scared.
She kept it. Yeah, because
she's
like
cool as a cucumber.
Cool as a
cucumber.
Literally.
This is why she is about to be crowned the queen.
She might. No, this is when I was like, she's gonna be on the show.
This
for,
is she's gonna
the,
work.
She's
she got off
bee.
Her ass and worked her pussy.
She's like truly. She's been. She's a star in the making.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just watching her, and I was like, she is not. Has not even an ounce of fear in her eyes. Like she's just kind of looking at. That's
well,
how that's
I think it's also
of,
just like I have no skeletons in my closet, and like this woman does, and I have nothing like. There, she can't come at me for literally anything. And she stands very firmly in her power. And I appreciate that about her because so much of this cast is like pretty silent around these things or just like doesn't have the balls to really like
say it,
say anything. But it's also like if you are legitimately like it's your good friend, like your loyalties are going to lie with like your friendship.
Yeah.
You're not going to like air out.
But I don't think Erica and Crystal have that friendship.
No, they don't have any relationship. I have nothing like that. Yeah.
And I think Crystal, I think part of her, it was a self-righteous move, but I also think she was just legitimately like, I want to know.
Yeah.
How do you sleep at night?
It's a mixture of both, which I like it.
So Kathy, they got to dinner and Sutton's wearing this like slit. What was that? Like a low
leopard dress on.
And her little, and Kathy goes, Sutton, you have little girl boobs, just like Paris and Nikki, but it means that you can wear something like that because it's classy. She's like, your tits are classy.
And she goes, if you had bigger breasts, it would be vulgar. I was like, I like hearing her takes on things.
And Sutton goes, thank you, Kathy. And then she goes, you know I love you.
Kathy's having a meltdown.
Well, then Kathy gives us information about something that, like, I was like, this needs to be a show in itself. Kathy apparently has a storage room.
That's a hotel room.
In the Waldorf. That's just full of all of her designer vintage shit over the decades.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, I've got a lot of Mugler and McQueen all just sitting right there. I wouldn't even believe how much I have down. And everyone's just kind of like, wait, we need to see this.
At one point she was like, it may have burned. It burned down, but it could still be there. I'm like, being so rich that you just throw things into a hotel room and it may have burned or it may have not.
I think she's talking about the one in New York.
Yeah. You're just kind of like unbothered. You're unaware, but if it's there, it's great. Like, I'll see it again someday.
It's still there. They didn't knock it down, she says. So it's probably still there.
Love that.
And everyone's just like, and then Erica has to like compulsively like throw it. She's like, well, yes, I have so many things I haven't thrown out. I have the Bottega clutch.
This clutch. Look at this clutch. To like Garcelle. I was like, you should not be showing Garcelle.
Yeah, she's not
you
the
need
one.
To put that clutch away. You cannot show it to Garcelle. She goes, like, this clutch, this. It opens up, it closes. Isn't it beautiful? It's just a gorgeous clutch.
12 years.
It's my beautiful, gorgeous clutch I've had for 12 years. And diamonds, and I have a dress, and I love all my stuff. And I was like,
and Garcelle's like, really? She goes, earrings. I was like, oh my God.
I was like, do not don't give tell her Garcelle, any more fuel.
And she goes, really? How much would you say those earrings are that you? And she goes,
well, dear, they're 1.3 million. Can you believe that?
And she's like, total? And she goes,
no, on each.
She goes, you don't want to give those back? Like, you're not going to give them back to anyone?
The judge says I should, then I will. And Erica goes, you know, I'm not guilty, and how fucking dare you ask me that?
She goes, what would you say to the people that want you to give back those earrings?
I'd say I'm not guilty, and how the fuck dare you say imply otherwise? There needs to be justice, but under the law.
She looks like Madeline Ashton in this
she
like,
does.
Book. She's full Madeline Ashton.
Mads.
Helen.
Mads. Yeah, she told
I'm she's a girl, she said when she got ready.
She's channeling.
She is.
Well, why would I apologize if it isn't required under the statute of law? Then I shouldn't have to give up.
She's
my
Mrs.
goods.
Havisham. She's really like, this is camp. From here on out, the rest of EJ's entire vibe is camp classic.
And Garcelle is keeping such a like poker face, but you can just tell she's like, this bitch is out of control.
Yeah, she's like, I don't relate.
She's like,
we are
not
very different. Yeah,
I am, but this is the beginning. The night, like, Erica's also blackout.
I'm glad though to see her being just like straight. This feels like the most authentic she's ever been about this whole situation.
I appreciate that.
Which I appreciate. And I think is like good TV. I don't think that she should be fired
No.
For that, I think this should be celebrated and encouraged. I'm like, let her do her thing. Like, we're finally getting somewhere.
No, she's being real. Like, she's like, she's basically like, I deserve to keep my riches.
Yeah. Like, I want to know exactly what you think.
So they head back to the house and they get out of their cars. And mind you, it's like 1 degrees and they have the producers added in cricket noises. Like, they're on a mountaintop. It's snowing.
No crickets in sight. The crickets are dead.
We're not in Encino.
Wait. Also, when they were getting in the car to go to dinner and Sutton, like, couldn't get her little bussy up in that van, yeah. I was dying. I literally thought she was going to fall.
Sutton is, like Diana, I don't think, like...
She does not take steps. Like, she can climb at one set of stairs.
Mm-hmm. She's cat-like.
But, like, she's not going to go 2 steps at a time.
It's almost like Diana and Sutton are so rich they don't have thumbs.
You get to a point, I think, where you get so rich that your body only moves in certain ways.
Yeah.
And at certain times. But any other time, like, it just simply won't move and you will not know what to do with yourself.
I think at a certain time... when you reach that strata of wealth, your thumb just kind of falls.
You wake up one day and you're like,
oh, well, not that I needed it anyway. And you just sort of like,
oh. Will you get that?
It's like, yeah, it's cat-like. They can pick things up and sort of, but they don't like have traction. The women take edibles. This is the most 420 friendly openly 420 friendly cast.
I like Rinna dosing everyone. Also, I would never take that much of an edible.
The first time I ever tried to get sober, I was home. I was around Halloween and I was home for the weekend in New Jersey and my friend was having people over and I took an edible and I was like, I'm still sober. And I...
Did you flip out?
No, I mean, I was so high. Like,
yeah.
Because I was not like a weed guy, I was a speed guy.
Yeah,
but I was rocketed to another dimension. And I came home, and my parents were like, "Are you okay? Like, what's up with you?" And I was like,
No,
I'm not in my body right now."
I took I ate like a cookie edible once before flying home for Christmas, which was the biggest mistake of my life.
Did you freak out?
I was just in the airport, like, going through security, like, having to hustle through an airport is harrowing enough, but being, like, so stoned and trying to do it is, like, nightmare status. Then, of course, like, everyone on, like, the flight to Oklahoma City, like, from LA at that given time, chances are you'll run into someone that you know from your hometown, which I did run into a girl that I knew from high school. And I was so in my head and like being a fucking, I felt like I was being a freak.
Yeah.
And I probably was just totally normal and fine, but I was literally like,
this person can never see me again.
Yeah. And I was like, I'll never speak to her ever again after this day.
Was she sitting with you?
We sat together like at the airport and like made small talk, but I was literally, I was melting down. I was so high.
I always used to, whenever I would be in line to fly, I would always like for TSA, I would always have this moment of like, oh shit, do I have like a rogue Molly or something in my wallet? Mm-hmm. Or like, I'd always be worried that there'd be, thank God I don't have that problem anymore.
Yeah. But baked edibles, like, you just don't know what you're getting. It's not like a little gummy or something. I was like, that's brave of Cherie to eat half of that brownie.
So they all, Kyle, Rinna, Cherie, and someone else, they just get fucking blasted.
They're blasted on the couch.
Kyle's so high.
Kyle also, Kyle's paranoid high because Erica starts like,
she's really afraid of Erica.
She goes on like a tangent. She's afraid of Erica and afraid for Erica. Well, and I'm first, like, pick one lane, bitch.
First, Kathy goes, so I want to introduce you to Nikki and James Rothschild's tequila, which she already did like a few weeks prior.
She's like, I know you say like you don't like tequila, but this is a different one. It's smooth. And I think we should all have a little shot.
And so as she's talking, Kyle's like getting stone giggles and she's like, it keeps interrupting her. And Kathy shoots a look to her that's like, big sister, but also scary gym teacher. She's like,
Kathy, also, I'm like, she's lost the plot everyone, of what it, the purpose of being on this show is.
But in this moment, everyone shits on Kathy.
It was cool.
Everyone's like, Kathy, we don't want your fuck. Like, no. Everyone just goes, no, I don't want to talk about it. Like, everyone's just like, stop talking.
Well, why would you want to? This, like, she showed up to the dinner not dressed. And then is going to come in here and do an use this opportunity to do an infomercial. Yeah. Like, read the room, girl.
And then at one point, Erica's talking to Diana about, and this moment I was like, rich coming from Ms. She goes, no, the justice is based on facts.
Did you hear when they sat down, someone was like, Diana, what do you want to drink? Like, do you want anything? And Diana was like, well, originally I wanted a pomegranate juice, but they did not have it, so I guess I will not drink anything. Like, they don't have what she wants at the bar.
It's like a beautiful bar.
And yeah, they start talking about the EJ earring gate, and then...
apparently Miss J is all about facts.
Okay, Ms. Neuro did make a fair point, though. Well, I'm also like, you guys, I love people being like, we'll trust the legal system. The legal system will make the final call. And it's yeah. Like, the legal system literally is just based on how much can you afford to, like, pay off people to be in your favor on things. Be like, go off, queens. And she was like, you say you're so concerned. If you're so concerned, why don't you do something about it and donate? And I was like, that's kind of true.
She put her money where her mouth was.
And then she dropped six figs. And I was like, okay.
But that's just, that's like a message to Erica.
Support?
No.
Oh.
Like,
I hate you?
I'm giving money to your alleged victims. That's how I read it.
I'm just confused. She does things to just confuse and confound people. I thought it was like a in solidarity with. It's a fuck you to like Crystal for sure. Right?
Oh, I thought it was a fuck you to Erica.
I don't know. It's a fuck you to someone.
So Crystal flat out says like to Erica, like, you should give up your earrings.
I would do it if I were you.
And Erica goes, ugh. How dare you even? How could you even say that to me? These are my hard-earned earrings. She's suddenly Ted Kennedy.
These are my hard-earned flat out long use.
She goes, the court will decide. I let the courts decide. And why shouldn't I fight for my hard earned earrings? They're my earrings and I love them and it's my stuff. So why should I let anyone decide but me? So you want the court to decide? What did I do wrong? Cite it. Cite it.
She goes,
cite it.
I was like, whoa, she's taking him to a place of citing.
She goes to Crystal,
the law matters. And if you don't get that by now, then you're an amateur.
I was like, fuck.
I was like, whoa, noted.
Crystal,
Kyle going to sudden, she goes, do something, you're a lawyer.
I can't. Don't tell
Sutton. Sutton's not going to do a goddamn thing.
She might
thing.
Be a lawyer, but can you imagine if Sutton was your lawyer?
No, you'd be fucked.
You'd be fucked.
You would be fucked.
You'd be. If Crystal was your lawyer or if Erica was your lawyer, you'd probably be...
You'd be good.
You'd be good. But
Miss Sutton, no. She's more of like a paralegal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she's not officially a lawyer yet.
No, but I think she passed the bar.
I love that.
If you're a lawyer, you pass the bar. So Kim passed the baby bar, so she's technically a lawyer.
Okay.
I think. But you're not like a full lawyer. Until
I would trust Kim as my lawyer.
Oh, 100%. I'd trust
Sutton,
Chris
like
Jenner as my lawyer.
Yeah, the second that someone like cross-examined the witness and they like were sassy about it, Sutton would like cry.
If Kathy was your lawyer,
pray.
But you might also get off just for pure confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Who are those people?
She'd be like, and now I'd like to tell you in the opening argument about James and Nikki's movie.
She'd go up to the jury and be like,
she'd be like, I'd love to present.
Can I ask you guys, do you know, what do you guys think about? Like, she'd, like, do some, like, illegal, like, questioning the jury. I'm sure some lawyers are probably yelling at me. I don't know if passing the baby bar, I think you have to, in order to be a full licensed attorney.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Well, I know I'm going to get.
What?
But...
Don't live in fear, Katie. Yeah, Kathy would be, she'd be using the opening argument to, like, show the tequila, and the judge would be like, no, you can't do that. And then she, and then she'd be like,
oh,
okay. And then she'd call a witness to the stand.
It's Paris.
And then she'd be like, I want you to, so you have a new tequila that you've invested in. Every time that like there was some new thing,
it's
she'd
an,
be
it's
trying
a, it's
to
one
like
of her investors.
Work it in. Yeah, she, and they'd be like, objection, Your Honor, this is just her daughter.
No.
And she goes, okay.
Oh, she goes, well, now that you said it, my next witness is my oldest daughter, Paris Hilton. And then Paris arrives on the stand and she's like, so Paris, tell me about your new line of...
What made you want to invest in a tequila?
Maple syrup perfume.
I'm also like, it's weird that she's doing that. That's the pivot. That's also the where I'm like, you're unwell. She needs to be 51-50.
She's in like a twilight moment.
She needs to be 51-50.
Yeah,
she's sundowning.
She's straight to
Cedars. She's got a touch of Biden.
She's gone, dark Brandon.
She's gone dark Brandon and Aspen.
Erica's like, what are you trying to say, Crystal? And she goes,
that there's dead people that the money was stolen from. And Erica goes,
you think I don't know that? What does that have to do with me? I don't have anything to say to
those. We don't even know.
We don't even know. That's
dead.
When I'm like, you're... I was like, oh... I go, there it is. There it is. She is still...
She's on a we don't even know tip.
That was though, and I was like, she's still defending Tom in that moment.
Yeah, but I'm like, do we not even know? I mean, the gas explosion guy, we definitely know.
Yes, I think we know. Allegedly.
What does she think? Like, I need another LA... Someone needs to get off their fucking asses and write an article and
maybe
say,
you can
like,
write it.
No.
Okay.
I don't want to write. I don't want to write about that. I want to read. And I want someone else to write.
Oh, no, I've got the queen cough.
To Balmoral, you go. But, like, I need to know why this theory of, like, these plane crash victims may not even be real, like, how it came to be. Or if it's just a defense tactic.
I think it's just a defense tactic.
It's a shunking turn of defense.
It's basically, like, there's literally a dead... Like,
she's so you say.
It's literally, like, there's a dead something in front of me that's confirmed dead.
We don't know.
We don't know. It's very, like, it feels like very, like, particular legal... strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the background, Kathy's watching and she's just applying lip gloss.
Kyle starts flipping out.
She's Eric, you know what you're saying, what you're talking about.
Are you saying this some is, crazy stuff? You're
getting really fucking crazy. And then Kathy goes, Kyle,
don't curse.
Don't curse, Kyle. Stop it. And then Kyle goes, Kathy, please, shut up.
Kyle, like, is this just stoner? And then Rinna's like, sometimes you say things and you never will come back from them. So we got to go. We got to get her out of here. We got to go. Okay, girls, we're all going to go. We're all going to go back to Kyle's house now.
And EJ goes,
let me.
And Crystal goes, all I think about are victims. And EJ goes,
well, all I think about is me.
And I'm like, all right.
Like,
I
okay, good.
That.
Yeah, cool. I love to know where you stand.
It is still in litigation.
She keeps saying.
She goes, go to stay. I don't care. I'll tell all these bitches all night.
She fucking took it.
She calls them cunts. And then she also goes,
she's like, I'll tell these cunts a thing or two. I care about me. And I'm on Team Erica. She goes, this is not the court of... She goes, this is not the court of public opinion.
And then Crystal goes, this is not public opinion. This is my opinion.
Queen.
I was like, fuck.
Their celebrity death match.
The court of what?
Everyone's. She goes, speaking of court, my opening arguments. Speaking of court, why don't we all take a shot?
Why don't we take a shot of Nikki
and
James Rothschild?
They just invested in this amazing tequila.
This tequila is straight up from Paris, distilled by the Rothschilds in their vat of their supply of tequila that they keep in their basement at their chateau in France.
Why does Rinna hate Kathy, though? Because Rinna definitely understands that Kathy is a woman on the fucking verge and then decides to go poke the bear next episode, sidle up next to Ms. Hilton, Ms. Blue Jasmine Hilton herself, and go, I would love a glass of 818 tequila. My friend Kendall Jenner's tequila. I would love a glass of 818. It's my friend Kendall and it's her tequila and I would love, simply desire a glass right now.
What? You fucking bitch.
Like, what? She knows exactly what she's doing and I'm like, what are you, what's the tea? What's the secret tea? Because Rinna never comes out and says like why she hates someone and decides to wage psychological warfare on them. But she, once she gets a bee in her bonnet about you, she will wage war.
She's like, you're gonna pass up on a chance to have Parisian distilled tequila for that piece of shit company? Fuck you.
Also, why would I trust tequila made in Paris?
But why would I trust tequila made from fucking Kendall Jenner?
I think anyone can just be like, I want a tequila, and then you just find a company and put your name on it.
I said it.
Why? But
Parisian Rinna, tequila?
Rinna truly should be CIA if she leaves the show.
Yeah.
Because she would be she would be a great spy.
Maybe she's been a spy.
Rinna's been a spy. She's been that spy.
She's been spying.
Rinna's always in a cat suit of sorts.
She's always in a place of Irma Vip.
Mm-hmm. Rinna, she is Irma Vip.
She's a cat prowler. But
she's always prowling around, and just when you think,
and she goes, speaking of Irma,
things can't get any worse, and you're just having a hard time.
Rinna sidles
up next to you and twists the knife. I love it, and you'll never know why.
Oh, you know what? I don't want to talk about any tequila, but the only tequila I want to talk about is distilled in the finest wells of Provence. Have you ever been to Provence?
Provence.
She goes, I'd like to present Exhibit A. And it's just a PowerPoint. It's a PowerPoint of the tequila.
I'd like to present Exhibit A.
And they go,
the personal photography collection of Baron Hilton Jr. My son, Baron's a fine photographer. Him and his wife, he takes lovely
Mrs. Hilton, this is not have anything to do with
They go, objection, your honor. She's talking about the tequila again.
I'm talking about Baron's fucking photography.
She will not let it go.
No.
And Rinna, she puts her Irma Vep hat on and she prowls up to that.
She was in the 808. 818. I was in the 818 on the upsound. Anyway, stay tuned for the meltdown of the year.
Like, will it or won't it happen? If it doesn't, I'm going to fucking sue Bravo.
I'm going to send a cease my campaign for justice.
I'm going to hire Diana's janky lawyers.
JK, Bravo, please have us on Watch What Happens Live.
No, just like accept us. Also, give us the links. Give us the links to the episodes.
Linksies.
We've earned it at this point. Come on.
Anyway.
But also, give us the Kathy Goods. But also, give us Rinna's Irma Vet.
We're looking at you, Olivier Assayas, or whatever.
Who's that?
Oliver Assayas.
Oh, yeah. Assayas. Olivier Assayas.
Anyway, right. Stay tuned, stay true. RIP Queen Elizabeth, and buy tickets to our show on October 15th at the Bowery Ballroom in New York City.
Please.
They're selling fast, so get on them.
Bye.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.